Hey, I'm James Dobas, and welcome into the show. And coming up, we'll talk about local events. And stay tuned for the Weekend 3 beginning this month with Katy Perry.
Talking about current topics from entertainment to community events with a refreshing soundtrack. This is the Weekend Mix.
You gotta help me out. It's all a blur last night. We need a taxi, 'cause you're hungover and I'm broke. I lost my fake ID, but you lost the motel key.
You're listening to The Weekend Mix on Oshawa Rocks with Joni Mitchell. Here's Big Yellow Taxi from The Weekend Mix.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. bright yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
It's the weekend three, song number one.
She turns to go.
This is the Weekend Mix with Bruce Hornsby and Mandolin Rain. And I don't know about you, but something that I like to do in the summer is catch up on some concerts. And there are lots coming up around Oshawa and the GTA. The Jim Cuddy Band and Stephen Page are performing at Peterborough Music Fest in early July. And don't miss Train with special guest performer Edwin McCain. That will be happening on August 7th at the OLG stage at Falls View. And Boots and Hearts takes place August 7th to 10th this year at Burrells Creek. You can also catch Kim Mitchell. That is happening Friday, August 15th at the Key to Bala. And if you're wondering where that is, that's actually a venue in Cottage Country. So make sure that you check out some of those concerts this year. And the Durham film series CineChats is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. This series is shown at screenings held at Durham College and UIT at that campus throughout the year. And its founder, John Arkellian, is here now to tell us a little bit more about it. So listen in to this interview with John.
And the object of CineChats, which is a weekly film program, and we've been going in March, early this March, we'll have our 20th anniversary, if you can imagine. And as of right now, we've had 744 feature films over the years, almost 100 short films, and over 32,000 people have attended. And I know because I've counted them by hand. Mind you, they've never all attended at the same time. We'd be in trouble. And there the idea was, if something's a good film, you know, I'd like all sorts of films, and you know, superhero films or action films or whatnot. I can find value in them, but something that's got enduring value, something that's really high quality, is something that's worth talking about. So the idea was born to have a program where there was an option for conversation afterwards, and it don't tell anybody I said so, I'll hear it on the radio, but it's secretly meant to be educational, hence the connection to those educational institutions I mentioned. And it draws people from all walks of life. We've had a couple of university presidents, we've had just people from every imaginable kind of occupation or background, the interesting thing for me about it is that they must share some things in common when they walk in the door, one of which, of course, is they like good quality movies, obviously. But more than that, I think what they really share in common is a curiosity about the world, because, for me, besides books themselves, film probably for many people is the preeminent form of storytelling these days in our society. So, through film, we learn about other people's lives or other times in history or other cultures or times of oppression or times of injustice or times of overcoming short problems and making good. It's the kind of underdog stories I referred to earlier. And so they can be entertaining, they can be instructive, they can be eye-opening, and so many things. And hopefully when they're at their best, they can elicit some emotional reaction in us as well. So all of those things are part of the goal. And in going about that, the idea is to get the best films I can find from everywhere in the world on all sorts of different subjects. And I don't have a checklist saying, okay, we're due for a film on subject X. For me, quality is the determining factor, filtered through, I hope, some objective criteria, since I write professionally about film, but also through my own subjective lens. And and then we show them and talk about them. And it's so interesting over the years that people bring to the table their own experience. So there was a film that we had, which was a great film about autism, Temple Grandin. I recommend it to people if they haven't seen it. High-functioning autistic woman, true story, although it was a fictional film. And she went on to become a professor. But, there were a bunch of people in the audience who had either had children who were autistic or who were teachers of autistic students and so on. Many cases like that. There's one instance, I can't remember the name of the film, but it was a Dutch film, and it had to do with a drastic flood in the English Channel, North Sea, in mid-50s, I think, and they called out the military to help people because, the Netherlands, of course, being the Low Countries, are susceptible to being flooded. So a guy in the audience, who came regularly with his wife, who lived in Port Perry, said, do you mind if I talk to people more than just asking a question or answering a question? He wanted to tell about his experiences because at the time he'd been a young man living there, originally from the Netherlands, and he was doing his mandatory military service. He was probably in his early 20s or something like that. And that's what CineChats is all about. And I think one of the things I like to mention is that the only time when I used to go to the Toronto Film Festival's press and industry screenings all the time to see films, and the only time I actually asked to interview somebody, it was an actress whose first film that was her first film as a director, and I had a nice chat with her, and stayed in touch with her over the years, and so she's referred me to some of her other films. On one occasion, she was starring in an Italian film, and she's not Italian, but she's fluent in Italian, and she said, why don't you consider showing this at Cinechat? She said, I'll ask the producer if they'll authorize it. So they did, and that film was so new, the only place on earth it had shown was at the prestigious Venice International Film Festival and Cinechat. So I said, it's not every day that Oshawa and Venice are mentioned in the same breath, but we were on that occasion. So,
wow.
So that's what that's all about, and people are welcome to attend. It's a very welcoming group. The films in this case are all meant for people 18 and above. They're not films that are meant for younger people, and it's a very open group. I think nobody's ever walked in the door there and felt that they're in a cliquish environment. It's a very welcoming and friendly group of people. So.
Well, it sounds like you sourced some very intriguing films and definitely worth checking out. So that is John Arkellian, the founder of Cinechats in Durham Region. And you can check out that series again at the UOIT and Durham College campus throughout the year. And here's Olivia Lunny with Bryce Vine. It's Fix This on the Weekend Mix.
We talk in circles when it's nighttime, getting heated by the fire.
Give me a reason to fix this.
You're listening to The Weekend Mix with Corey Hart and Everything in My Heart. And thanks so much for listening. And I also just want to thank all of the guests I've chatted with here on the show this year. You can find all of those conversations in the interviews section of my website. That's jdproductionservices.com. And make sure you stay tuned here on The Weekend Mix for a special segment on some popular movie music. It's coming up here on the show. First, Ken Tobias, and I Just Want to Make Music.
The Weekend Mix is on.
Oshawa Rocks.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed. But I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. Now, I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you, sister? You
And there's America with Sister Golden Hair, Surprise on the Weekend Mix. And this month, the feature performance comes from the film Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the fifth movie in the franchise. And research for this segment is from an April 2019 article posted to HarryPotterFanZone.com with an interview by Andy McRae. The music for Order of the Phoenix is created by British composer Nicholas Hooper, who began working on music for the franchise after Patrick Doyle and John Williams, both of whom composed music for the preceding films. Working on a production of this scale must have been a somewhat daunting proposition, but I think that many of Nicholas Hooper's themes are incredibly memorable and move the storyline forward. One of those pieces is called Dumbledore's Army. On writing it, the composer says it was easier than some of the others. He wrote six versions of the melody for Professor Umbridge, for instance, but that nothing was easy. In the film, this piece is like a glimmer of light as the characters begin to unite while confronting evil forces. And this is Dumbledore's Army. This is the Weekend Mix, and that was Dumbledore's Army from British composer Nicholas Hooper. And thanks so much for listening to the Weekend Mix this year on Oshawa Rocks. And I'll be back with a new edition in September, so stay tuned for that. But until then, take care and talk to you soon. And here's Jan Arden and Good Mother on the Weekend Mix.
Weekend Mix is produced by JD Productions Services.com.